Okay, so the value of this question is learning to differentiate an acute versus a chronic respiratory acidosis. This patient has COPD. It's going to be a chronic CO2 retainer. So the easy part, we say, okay, pCO2 is increased. Now we have to think about, should the pH be decreased or is pH going to be normal? And the answer is pH will be normal because bicarb is increased to compensate. It is whether we have a change in bicarb versus no change that's going to tell us whether we have a chronic versus an acute respiratory acidosis. So, for example, if you hold your breath and you induce an acute respiratory acidosis, your bicarb's not going to change. It takes time for bicarb to change, about 12 to 24 hours before it really starts to move. So in situations such as drug overdose with barbiturates, benzos, opioids, where a patient has suppressed respirations and increased CO2 in the blood, the pH will be decreased and bicarb will be normal. It's not compensated, okay? But in the case of COPD or obesity hypoventilation syndrome with sleep apnea, these are two conditions where we have chronic respiratory acidosis. The patient's a chronic CO2 retainer, and bicarb will go up to compensate. Okay? So, normal pH, increased pCO2, and an increased bicarbonate in patients who have COPD and in those who have obesity with hypoventilation syndrome, and then in patients who have a drug overdose with barbiturates, benzos, or opioids, you're going to have no change for your bicarbonate. You would have an increased pCO2 and a decreased pH. Okay, that's it.